If you're a British punk pop band whose debut album reached number 4 on the charts last year, and you're heralded as the return of the great guitar bands, what do you do for an encore? How about shoot for number 1 with songs like this? That's I Always Knew, a track off the album The Vaccines Come of Age. It's the sophomore effort by the band The Vaccines, otherwise known as Justin Young on guitars and vocals, Arnie Arneson on bass, Freddie Cowan on guitar, and Pete Robertson on drums. They're 420-somethings out of West London who Rolling Stone magazine described as a band to watch after their first album came out. That one was called What Do You Expect from The Vaccines? And here's one of their songs on it, Wrecking Ball. The Vaccines' new album hit the number one spot on the British charts this month. It will be released here in the U.S. on Tuesday. And joining us from NPR West is The Vaccines' frontman, Justin Young, and bass player, Arnie Arneson. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Arnie and Justin, the title of your second album leads to a natural question, and I know you've been getting this a lot, which is whether you really do consider it a coming of age for your band, and then whether you feel like you can change your sound and style somewhat without alienating your fan base.
Well, I think firstly, it's sort of probably important to point out that I don't think we see it as a sort of coming of age for the band. I think firstly, we really liked the kind of bubblegum element of sort of having the band's name in the title. You know, as we'd done on the first record, it reminds me of something like, you know, Meet the Beatles or something like that, or more from the Monkees. And the come of age reference has a lot more to do with us as human beings as it does us as a band, and it's taken slightly out of context. The lyric that it comes from is "It's hard to come of age," and I think that's something that sort of sums up the album emotionally and sentimentally, sort of lyrically speaking, sort of across the whole record. That's something that can kind of be found.
Let's listen to another one of the songs on the new album, and this is the track called No Hope.
Oh, I could bore you with the truth about an uneventful youth, though you could get that rap from someone else. And I could make an observation if you want the voice of the generation, but I'm too self-absorbed to give it clout. And I don't really care about anybody else when I haven't got my own life figured out. 'Cause when you're young and bored and 24 and don't know you, I know, but there's no hope and it's hard to come on.
Justin, who's your audience here? Because it sounds like it could be your peers, with you guys telling them that they're not alone, or it could be parents understanding through this song what their kids might be going through.
I think, as with like a lot of my favourite pop songs and rock and roll songs, it's actually quite an intensely sort of personal and quite selfish subject matter that can perhaps be kind of perceived as universal, and I think sort of captures the essence of that kind of confusion and that sort of hopeless feeling that we all have at points.
In terms of that hopeless feeling you referenced, there's a theme of disaffected youth running throughout your second CD, you know, saying I'm too self-absorbed, I don't care about anybody else when I haven't got my own life figured out, trying to get a girl to pay attention to you by telling her I'm not a weirdo. In fact, that last line is a song actually called Weirdo. In your sense, Arnie, about all this inner angst that comes out on the album?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, I find them like sort of relatively comforting, if anything, because, you know, this is a sort of shared sort of feeling of being slightly lost. It's sort of the vaccine is desperately not trying to come of age, if anything. You know,
a community of, you know, suffering.
wanting to hold on to in the sort of these sort of innocence of not caring where you're going and what's going to happen. You know.
Songs on your new CD really vary in style and tone and speed, and I've noticed that some reviewers have described that as confusing. Did you intend the songs on your second album to be so different, or was this just the mixture you had to assemble into an album?
I think on the first record we were sort of stylistically constrained by these sort of ideas we had about how we should represent expressing ourselves as a band, and so that's one of my favourite things about the record, actually, is that there's this kind of array of like different sort of styles and feelings, and I actually think that's kind of, yeah, it sums up every day. I mean, like, no 2 days are the same in anyone's life, are they? And I do feel I'm sort of part of that kind of iPod generation where quite often, you know, I have such a short attention span and I don't listen to the same type of music every day, and I don't think I write the same type of music every day either.
Arnie, the band's musical influences are pretty clear to people familiar with the Ramones and the Strokes and Jesus and Mary Chain, but you've also said that you draw from 1950s rock and roll and 80s American pop, and one example of that seems to be the song Teenage Icon.
I do feel like all of those sort of different characters were sort of addressed on the first record. We just sort of allowed them to grow a bit further on this
first,
one. You know.
The first album was a lot more cohesive stylistically, but I don't think it necessarily benefited from that. In fact, I think it kind of suffered for that, because I think that the songs perhaps could have been refined slightly if we hadn't been sort of so, you know, hung up on making everything linear and drenched in reverb and all that sort of stuff. So I actually think we've, you know, this kind of diversity has really like benefited the record.
Justin, earlier this year, before this CD came out, you told the British music magazine NME that pop is not a dirty word. Was that a defensive pop of sorts in preparation for this new album?
Maybe. I can't remember why I was saying it and when I said it. But it's funny, I think, because of this sort of like sonic homogenization of mainstream pop music, particularly on British and American radio, I think people kind of misunderstand what pop music is. But if you look back in time, I think all the greatest rock and roll music is pop music, and most of the greatest pop music is rock and roll music as well. And I think I was probably just trying to get across the point that for us, like, kind of playing, you know, like straight up fun, you know, simple rock and roll songs is like, it's part of our kind of ethos and our aim.
Then let's go out with what sounds to us like the poppiest cut on the new album. It's called Aftershave Ocean. Justin Young is the frontman for the British band The Vaccines, and Arnie Arneson plays bass. The band's new album called The Vaccines Come of Age is out October 2nd. To see photos and videos, go to hereandnow.org. Justin, Arnie, thanks and good luck.
Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Robin Young will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, and please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.